Blog Talk Radio. All right, mathematical science, absolute truth, righteous power, welcome to the greatest broadcast ever produced. This is the Supreme Being's broadcast, a.k.a. Gods of Mathematics, a.k.a. Boule Murders. On here for another timely and mindly topic. This is upon request, of course. Some of you all coming in late. We ain't missed much. Black relationships. There's a great epidemic going on, and it's definitely by design. There's no coincidence. It is not by happenstance. Everything that's taking place is definitely by design. And because it's by design, there is a system in place set up for people to be, what can I say? It's basically set up for failure. It's for people to be dissatisfied, unhappy, uncomfortable, just an overall dis-ease in itself. And being dis-eased, when you're not at ease, it's not just your body. The main dis-ease is created is with your mind, your thinking, and the wicked elite of this world, the one that Tupac died telling you about, talked about him last time I spoke on Pac, the one he was taken out for exposing on his Illuminati albums and whatnot that he tried to tell you about. So those people, the Illuminati or whatever you all call them, they can only rule you in chaos. Because if you're happy, you're comfortable, your thoughts, you're at peace. When a person is at peace and you're still, things come to you. Ideas, positive energy, just things overall in general. When your body's at peace, you know, your heart's not pumping, your blood pressure's not bad, your health is in a better state. All that comes from having peace and calmness. That's why our religions, their greatest teaching that they're giving to you is peace. That's the first thing that they so-called are offering you, is you have peace. Rather, if it's peace of mind, peace in your health and your body, just peace. So to disrupt that peace, there's things out here that are to break your peace. It's in the food, it's in the air, it's in the water, it's on your TV that you're being misprogrammed with, and your children are being taught to misprogram with. Cause chaos in your home. It's all over. And the number one dis-ease, or the number one, you know, during slavery, the first thing the slave master was to break up his family. Took the mother away. He could have kept them all together, but he knew the importance of that in order to neutralize people. He had to break up the family. Because your family ties, your family bond, it represented strength. It represented being unified. So that had to go. So the first order today that's being disrupted today is family. You might say, well, you know, families were good back in the 60s and 50s and whatnot. I mean, they had their struggles. They wouldn't call it the best themselves. You know, there were fights and arguments and the things that women find displeasurable is their man's with another woman or infidelity, he's so-called cheating on her. Cheating only means he didn't tell her about her. That's what cheating means, for you all that don't know what cheating is. That's why she's, you know, a woman's always like, well, why don't you tell me you know, this and that? And the guy's like, well, if I would have told you, then you and I wouldn't be here right now. That's the number one reason why the guys are afraid to not be honest or open is the woman's response. She's not going to accept that. And why she's not going to accept that is because society told her not to. I'm going to give you all an example, and I'm going to make sure you all listen, because I'm going to be very thorough. All these entertainers, rather you watch Bruno Mars and, you know, Amigos and Lil Wayne's and all these guys out here. The first thing they get with the wealth, not basketball players, the entertainers mainly, because they're sort of iconic. They're people that, these are the people that are used to fashion your mind, to put in, to imprint or implant things in your mind. Like violence, drugs, drug sales, big booty women, all that. There's a reason why guys like the big booties and all that. They're being implanted through the videos. So anyways, what they implant is that women are okay to accept. They don't mind being the third or fourth chick or fifth chick, seventh chick or tenth chick to a guy that's famous, he's powerful, he's wealthy. Because if you look throughout your Bible, most of the guys who are the men in there who were polygamists were kings. They were wealthy, wealthy people, or wealthy men. And that's sort of what they implant a little bit. But on another hand, when you implant it with the people who are average Joes, who don't have those riches, who aren't popular and Mr., you know, who's sitting on a couch playing PlayStation while your woman's at work. That don't apply to you. You know, you're the same guy as that guy up there. You have the same nature. You're a man. Men are to be power. Women gravitate to power. So all what you're seeing on there is men being powerful. They're being popular singers that people like and want and adore. And you see the women gravitating to their power. They're mesmerized by who this person is and his success and his wealth and all that. She gravitates to the power. If Michael Jackson was a bum on the street, there wouldn't be women fainting over him, especially as feminine as he is. He has no resemblance when he was here as a man. But the power that he had women fainting while he was performing, fainting. You can go back and watch videos of it, of his live performances or his tour. Go back and watch that. Ain't too many people faint on Elvis. They didn't faint on James Brown. They were fainting over this guy. They didn't even faint for Prince. Too many women did. But how powerful Michael Jackson was. I'm going to go into something else on that. Let's get into the psyche of people. I was going to share earlier about why a lot of us, we don't like fruit, or a lot of us didn't like fruit. I didn't realize that myself until a while ago. Like, why was it I really didn't like, I ate fruit, but I didn't like fruit. It wasn't like something of a preference. And this is why. When you go to these children channels, you see the commercials of candy bar commercials, Frosted Flakes, sugary cereal, and all those things. They don't play those things to the parents. They're playing those to the children. So the kids want that stuff, and they'll go and ask the parents and demand from the parents to purchase those things for them. The parents may already know that that's junk. But because the kids saw that, and the other kids are buying that, they want some of that. So that's what's implanted and why you go to these schools and you'll find a trash can full of fruit and vegetables. The kids, they eat the hamburgers and fries and the little cake or whatever they have. There's schools, public schools now. There's public schools that are demanding and making sure that the kids get something green in their lunch. Go check out the schools. Just go one day, just go visit any school, your public school, at lunchtime, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They have to pick up a salad or something green, whether it's a vegetable. They don't have to eat it now, but it's mandatory that they get something green. So from the results of that, the Western society, or America in particularly, not so much Europe. Europe people have more people in shape, but America in particularly has the worst health of their citizens compared to any country in the world. This country here is the worst health country in the world. So you add up all these things, then you wonder why they're showing you Love and Hip Hop, where they're teaching you, you know, the ladies to be total hell to a man, not what a woman's supposed to be, a heaven to a man, to be hell on wheels to him, control him, you know, make a fool of him. All those things, they're teaching them right there. You just watch that fool, if you can stand the madness. I can't stand and look at it 5 minutes. Watch the Jerry Springers. They don't have, you know, Jerry Springer and Maury Povich. They're not in the business of helping people to build a relationship. Name one show that, well, besides Dr. Phil, man. And he really don't have that too much. Name one show that's dedicated to helping people work out their relationships. Not at the end, well, are you going to stay or go? Name, because they make this, all these people all share the same mentality, but they're taming you guys to think that it's an individual problem. It's a social thing. This is a common. So. You have to trace the root of your thinking. You should never just take everything on face value. You know, as I shared, the mark of the beast, to where human beings, you look at a woman, you look at her, she looks good, but you don't get to know if she thinks right or how good she is on the inside. You look at the food, it tastes good, but is it good for you? So you're being controlled on your lower self or your five senses, the beast level. That's what animals do things based on taste, based on lust. So that's the true mark of the beast in your thinking. Because you think beastly. Well, I wanted to come out and share these few things. we're going to possibly have a follow-up part two, but I just came out just for a few here. It's going to be my time for tonight. So those who were able to show up and listen and those who requested this topic as well, we'll have a part two of that so I can get further deep in this. So with that shared, time is motion. You all have a righteous night.